Today's Gurupurnima. This day is dedicated to all the enlightened beings, all the masters, all the gurus that has been, that is, and that will be. In the West, they don't have anything that comes close to it. Maybe the birth of Christ, Christmas. But that is also totally forgotten. They only thinking about food and presents. The birth of Muhammad. But why not all? All the enlightened beings. So in that way, the West is very dry. It's a tradition from the East. And just remember, just by remembering an enlightened being that you have love for, contact with, can bring you back to yourself. We celebrate so many different things, or trying to celebrate, trying to remember, trying to do. But this is an effortless thing. It's just beingness, opening up to that which is. And without the enlightened beings, the guru, the spiritual teachers, the world would be even more dry. They are reminding us, showing us that something else is possible, that you have a potential. Maybe forgotten, but it is there. They are those who ignite that spark in your heart, in your being, in your soul, to a deeper reality of yourself. Just by their presence, by their love, by their silence. And today must be a very auspicious full moon, Gurupurnima. Such a beautiful day. It will be a starry night, full moon. And remember, more people get enlightened in full moon. More people go mad also, you say, but I hope you are on the right side. So meditating on the full moon in the mountains, what could be better? That is the symbol of the guru. Who gives light in the darkness. Thank you.
This is no ordinary love affair. I love somebody and there's no one there. White cloud in an empty chair, it always was, and it always will be. White cloud, white swan, offer up my love, making no demands. Trust in something I don't understand. I'm letting go, and I'm sailing free with a white cloud, white swan, white light.
The Guru is the beyond. The beyond is in you. The Guru is showing you the way back to the divine, to the beyond. The true guru is in you. It's in everything. But we have forgotten. So you need someone who can speak the language that you understand to bring you back, to find your way. And it's been thousands and thousands of enlightened beings, but many doesn't say anything. And some says and sings and make poetry or sit in silence. And sometimes it might take thousands of years . It comes an enlightened being that starts the whole new teaching as such, like Buddha. Osho was one like that. I will read something that Osho said. Become aware. All the master says, be aware, become aware. In fact, it could stop there. Just be aware. But you are so sleepy. And when you are sleepy, you do many stupid things, many mistakes. Pull yourself together, be aware. Don't miss the opportunity. Wake up. Then the disciple, how to become more aware, and then you go on. Blah, 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 blah. Day in, day out, in 1,000 different ways. He says, become aware. I'm here, the pot is here in front of you. You can see that luminous light, it is here. You can hear that celestial sound, that music. It is happening. And you can be soaked into my fragrance. But it depends on you. How much you are ready to take, how much you are willing to receive. How much you are going to be with me. How deeply. How total. You can come here just to hear my words. Then you will miss the real message. You can come here full of your nonsense, your arguments, your mind, then you will not be able to hear what I'm trying to convey to you. And when the seeker first comes to the master, you are full of mind because you are identified with the chattering mind. You are full of arguments, ideas. All that has to go. You have to become silent, because only in that silent receptivity can you receive what the masters are sharing. It comes from beyond the mind, from truth itself. You can come here as a Mohammedan, a Hindu, Jaina, a Buddhist, a Christian, a Jew. Then you will miss. You will miss me. But only you will be responsible. Nobody else. Try to understand your responsibility. Your responsibility towards yourself. Enough you have been stumbling around in darkness. When light becomes available, don't miss the opportunity. Take the jump. Take the chance. Be courageous. There is a very famous statement of Rumi. I died as a mineral and I became a plant. I died as a plant and I became an animal. I died as an animal and I was human. Why should I fear? When was I less by dying? And that is the fear that will come when you are around the master. The fear of dying, of disappearing as you know yourself. But listen, listen to the people like Rumi. Why should I fear? When was I less by dying? I died as a plant and I became an animal. I died as an animal and I became human. When you die in your master, you become divine. a master is a death and a resurrection. This day of Guru Purnima is a day of death and resurrection. It is no ordinary day. It is very symbolic. If you come to me, you come only in one way, to die. To die in me, and you will not be less by your dying. There is a dying and a rebirth. You will be more, you will be infinitely more. You will be losing nothing, and you will gaining all. This death into a master is what makes you a disciple, nothing less. It is no ordinary relationship. It is the only extraordinary relationship in the world. All other relationships are ordinary. All other relationships are part of the world. Only this relationship is not part of the world, for it takes you beyond. It is a golden bridge from the visible to the invisible, from the material to the divine, from the known to the unknown, from death to deathlessness. But remember, you will have to die first. Die to the false so you can be born into the real. Die to the false ego, your habits, your fear, so you can be born into your true self. Of fearlessness, of love, of light. To be with the master is to carry your own cross on your shoulders. That is why only very courageous people can become disciples. I'm not here for the students. I'm not interested in students at all. I'm only interested in disciples. Those who are courageous. Courageous to go into the unknown. Courageous to go into this eternal voyage. And that voyage is the ultimate voyage. In fact, that is why you are here. To realize yourself. Otherwise, the whole life can just be wasted in all kinds of mundane, stupid things. This is why you are here, to wake up, to be real, to reclaim yourself, to be responsible, to be aware. That is impossible without the Guru. That's why they have created Guru Purnima in gratitude, in respect, in recognition of the masters. This is one of the few places in the Western Hemisphere that this is happening. Be happy.
closer than breath. You are the air, sweeter than life itself. You are here. I am a wanderer. You are my peace. I am a prisoner. You are release. Che Gurudev, Che Gurudev, Che Gurudev, Che Gurudev, Che
I will read you the whole statement of Rumi, what Osho mentioned. Because fear is so deeply ingrained in humans. And out of fear, always being on guard, holding back, not opening up, protecting, thinking, being identified with your own mind, your thoughts, and thereby be separated from the whole, from God, from existence. Rumi says, I died as a mineral and became a plant. I died as a plant and rose to an animal. I died as an animal and I became human. Why should I fear? When was I less by dying? Yet, once again, once more, I shall die. Die as a human. To soar with the angels above. And then, when I sacrifice my angel soul, I shall become what no mind has ever conceived. As a human, I will die once more, reborn. I will be the angels above. And when I let my angel body go, I shall be more than any mental mind can know. It all comes down to let go, trust, melt, surrender. You are not the mind. You are something much more. Don't be stuck in the mind. Be free. Rise. Trust. Let go. Be aware. The mystery is too big, too vast. No thinking, no words can touch it. May everyone find peace. Aum Shanti. I love you and I love the full moon. and the mountains, and the river, and the trees, and the birds, and the clouds, and the stars, and the flowers.
Closer than breath.
Tere hi de
enjoy.